From Christmas until New Year's, I spent it by myself in silence on this remote island in Thailand. And I...
How was that?
Good. I mean, it was challenging. It was definitely challenging.
Did you feel lonely?
Yeah, there were moments of feeling lonely. There were moments of feeling trapped in my own head because I wasn't allowing myself to talk or anything. So like, there's a lot of that kind of stuff. And one of the biggest messages that came through during that time was, what would you do if you knew no one would ever know you did it? So meaning, so much of what I do is on social media. The designing of the show, it goes out on YouTube. The podcast goes out on SoundCloud and iTunes. And the social media posts immediately go out on Instagram or Facebook or all these things, right? There's an immediate feedback, comments, likes, etc., listens. But what would I do if no one would ever know? What would I do if there was no audience? What would I do if I couldn't sit there and tell people, hey, I just wrote this song. I just did this thing. What would I do with my time? And getting back to that, and I think it's a really important question for people to ask themselves. If no one ever found out that you did it, what would you still love to do? Would you be giving people gifts? Is that what you do? If no one ever, if you couldn't say from me, and I, you just had to give it anonymously, would you still give the gifts? Would you go feed the homeless if you did it in a way where no one ever knew that you did that, that volunteered to do that? Like, and starting to find out, who are we when we strip all that away? I think it's really important.
That is a life-changing question, I think. And what answer did you come up with?
Right now, that answer is music.
Music?
Okay. Yeah. So I haven't ever considered myself a musician. I all of these things. And what I've decided that is going to happen is with The Art of Choosing Love for season 2, is I'm going to take people behind the scenes of manifesting dreams. So what that looks like is I'm setting a very big goal, which is I'm going to DJ a 2-hour set of mostly my own music at Burning Man this year. I don't know how to DJ. I've never DJed anything. Amazing. I've never made my own dance music. I have never considered myself a musician until the end of last year. All of these things. I've never like facilitated any music at a festival before. And Burning Man's the biggest festival of the year. And I'm setting that as a goal, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen because I say it, and I'm the creator of my reality, and I'm going to do what it takes to make it happen. And I'm going to show the behind the scenes of what that looks like, because we can set a big goal, but there's big action that comes with big goals. I'm going to have to learn how to DJ. Yeah. I'm going to have to make the music. I'm going to like all of these things are going to be actions that I take as a result of that. Because, and the reason I'm setting this goal is because when I was in silence and when I was in solitude, I was having some really challenging days. And what actually would make me feel better is music. And so I can't think of anything more inspiring to me than to give, the same reason I became an actor, to give people the experience that I had the opportunity of having when I was going through some of the most difficult times of my life, which is to be able to put on some music and feel something, feel better, be understood. And so I'm going to create that music this year. That's what 2019 is about for me.